Joining us on the line right now, State Senator from the 16th Legislative District, Perry Dozier. Senator Dozier, thanks for your time this afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good. I appreciate this opportunity to talk to you this afternoon. A lot of things happened while I was on a committee meeting.
You're not kidding, Senator. In fact, we as we said earlier, we had a line of questions ready for you, and now, well, they're all out the window. So just out of curiosity, was there a heads up given to any members of the legislature that phase three was coming today?
No, totally surprised, I'll tell you. I mean, when I saw this, I was like, holy heavens, because we had a bill. We had all kinds of bills out there, Open Safe, Open Now, that didn't make it. Senate Bill 5473 by Senator Brown, you know, from the 8th, that was out there. I mean, for us, we've been hammering on this every single week to try to get us moved into phase three because there were no metrics and where to go. I mean, we were afraid the bar was going to keep getting dropped so low that we wouldn't get to phase three. So this was really nice to see happen, but kind of surprising. Obviously, we didn't get any local input from anybody, but at least we got moved into three across the board and nobody's left behind.
So this sets up a very interesting question. And the reason why I say that is the debate that's been going on for the better part of the last month has been, if we don't move forward into phase three, or we don't move, you know, any other plans to go forward in that, then this limbo with emergency powers can also stay in place, because the closer you get to opening up, the less of an emergency there is. Hence, the emergency powers don't need to be there anymore, and the governor can return to being a governor instead of being an emperor. Where's the discussion going to go now on emergency powers, now that we're moving to phase three and the governor in his press conference said it should be much sooner than 2 months before we hear about phase four?
We still need to get the emergency powers revoked again. I think House Bill 1029 was one of the House bills out there, and obviously I don't think it made it out of committee. You know, just we're in all honesty, we're not in an emergency right now. We're maintaining, our numbers are going down, and if we do not get these powers revoked and get them to where the state legislature has a say in this, I'm afraid if we go after this session's over with again, we're in the same boat where we were last year, and there's a lot of federal dollars out there that this legislature won't be able to be a part of. This state shouldn't be run by the executive branch. That's why we were all elected, to be the voice of the people who put us in office.
We're talking with State Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
Senator Dozier, one of the new pieces, it's not a new piece, it's an old piece that's been recycled again to this reopening plan, is we're going to go back to a county-by-county setup and no more regionalization. When the regions were first announced, my first thought was poor Columbia County, that they had to get lumped in with Walla Walla and Yakima and Benton and Franklin County. What does something like this do for the smaller counties and those small counties that are in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, when you look at it, okay, so let's take Columbia County. Columbia County was actually in what we had back then. I forget what phase it was called. Maybe it was called three back then, and it was 75% capacity. So they aren't to where they were even last fall, yet they don't have any rash of exposures that are happening. So I mean, it puts us all on an equal playing field again, but in my opinion, it still doesn't really address how we can each move up, because I think we have this general plans, metrics, and logistics across the board. And there are some things going backwards that concern me a little bit when we get to that point, like with the ICU capacity, where everybody gets pulled back.
Well, let's touch on that. The, you know, the statewide ICU capacity reaches greater than 90%, then every county in the state moves down one phase. But Is this something that you're concerned about? Or because I don't know that we have seen anything close to that. There have been pockets in the state that have reached capacity. But if we're looking at a statewide ICU capacity, I don't know that we've come close to that metric.
No, I know we haven't. No, we are below that, and I don't believe that we will get there, but it actually pulls you from 3 all the way down to 1. So it's not going to be a 3-2. It's going to be a 3-1 complete shutdown is where it's going to go. And when they're talking statewide capacity, are they talking – that's what I don't read here in looking at it. Is it every single hospital that they're counting at 90%, or how do they get what they mean by statewide 90% capacity?
Well, allegedly, we'll get more information in the coming weeks, because there were a lot of questions about specific industries and the like. Maybe touch on that too, if you could. In the 16th legislative district, you've got some higher population bases and some smaller population bases, but I would imagine across industries, restaurants and other places, this is going to be welcome news, is it not?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And I think one of the good things in there too is they aren't counting the our DOC numbers in this now, which really kind of inflated our numbers here in the 16th, where we had our state penitentiary, we had Coyote Ridge there also. Well, that might be in the 9th, come to think of it. But regardless, they're not going to be counting those. You know, we look at some of the, when you talk about industries, also we'll be ramping up here with, I think, employment with our field work going on again. So hopefully, we won't see any dramatic changes in numbers.
Now we're talking with Senator Perry Dozier of the 16th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
But one thing that was not addressed, Senator Dozier, and maybe you can help us with this, is anything to do with the schools. Seattle schools were supposed to reopen today. It didn't happen. Walkthroughs were done by the district and by the union. Everybody said things were great. Well, guess what? The Seattle Education Association didn't want to go back into the classroom. In fact, Washington State right now is 46th in the country in getting students back to the classroom. When is the pressure going to be finally placed where it belongs upon the unions, as it seems the governor and the head of OSPI are in the same wavelength, as is most other people? When is the pressure going to start being applied to the unions to get back into the classroom?
Well, I think we're doing everything we can here. We had another bill that was out there introduced by Senator Linda Wilson. It was Senate Bill 5464, putting kids first, and it was to work to get the schools back open. But, when you look at those numbers across the board, and I know I had a couple of meetings this morning with the College Place School District and the Walla Walla Public School District also, and the big thing right now that they're concerned with, and a lot of the other superintendents that I've talked to, is this 6-foot minimum distance. If they could get to a 3-foot minimum distance, then that would make it to where they could really increase their student enrollment and almost to 100%. In my conversation with Walla Walla Public Schools this morning, they could get there, but that seems to be the problem. And I think you're absolutely right. Now we have the WEA that seems to have the big pushback on getting our teachers in. And I know that the vaccinations have been offered to a lot of the teachers. And as I heard this morning, one of the school districts said as many of the teachers that wanted the vaccination have gotten it, and they're ready to get back to work. So it is, I believe, a WEA issue right now.
We're talking with State Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. So, Senator Dozier, we know that even though it's not as much as it was in some areas of the state a year ago, or even in the fall, opening back up to 50% is going to increase money and bring more cash into the state via increased tax revenue. This is the capital gains tax has passed the Senate and is ready for the House. The forecast is coming out next week. What do you believe that this bill is going to come back to the Senate with an amendment on it? Or do you think the House is going to pass the capital gains as is, the governor signs it, and then the court battle begins?
Well, that's a good question. I kind of think it's probably headed through, I mean, just my gut feeling tells me. I haven't really had the opportunity to talk to any of the House members at all to get a better feel for it. But I'm hoping that it doesn't just go through the House and straight to the governor and then goes to the courts. But, you know, we tried hard to get it stopped here. We had some fantastic testimony by a lot of our Republican senators, and it's something that got put out there. There's really no need whatsoever to have it. As I testified during the bill, it's not a guaranteed revenue that they were talking about. They're talking about it bringing in $500 million a year. And that's absolutely crazy. We cannot hope for anticipated volatile revenue to fund programs, or we're going to be in a mess.
Now, Senator Dozier, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We know that the reason why it passed out of the Senate was because the emergency clause was removed.
Right.
That was a stipulation by a Democrat senator.
Mm-hmm.
If the House does put that emergency clause back in and the bill amended returns to the Senate, is this dead legislation?
That is tough, because with it in there, we still lost it by one vote with the emergency clause taken out. If the emergency clause is in there, it creates an issue. It doesn't give the people the opportunity to have a referendum.
But will that senator that voted in favor now vote against? And 25-24 the other way?
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope that's why we went where we did.
It's going to be certainly interesting to see what the House does, Senator Dozier. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So what is on the horizon for the rest of this week and next week as we get closer to budget discussions?
A lot of committee meetings right now. I think we're still waiting to see what the Democrat Senate budget is that comes out. You probably heard about the Republican budget that came out. So with no, obviously no tax increases, and also our transportation from the Senate side came out by Senator King. And I think it's because of the good positive numbers that we have, hopefully we'll be working on a lot of our ideas in the budget, and they'll be adopted into it. So there's some time still out there on that, but for the next probably 2 weeks, I think it is, we'll be working on the House legislation that's come over.
Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District, appreciate your time this afternoon, sir. We know you've got a lot on your plate, so we'll let you get back to it and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll visit later. Yeah, guys, have a good day.
All right, and you as well, Senator. Senator Perry Dozier, 16th Legislative District, joining us here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.